No? So help you out with that. Okay.
Hey, Carlos, how are you, sir? Good afternoon. My name is Muzz. I handle the pricing here in out of the state of Virginia. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right. We do thank you for your patience here and want to congratulate you on your business. I'm looking at 4 years. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Excellent, excellent. And clearly you made some good decisions along your journey there. So Interior Renovations LLC out of Herndon. Did you have any questions for me aside from the pricing?
Not yet. I just started. I mean, what's the news do you have? I mean,
yes. Yeah, so in your area with the discounts, super super flexible pricing, month to month, no contract. You're looking at $249. So, for example, if someone is in your area and they type in home rebuilding, if they type in general contractor, any kind of service you provide, you'll be found. You'll get 20 interchangeable, we call it keywords.
Okay. Commercial and residential?
Both on the commercial as well as residential. Yes, sir. So if you go to Google Maps right now, just to give you, just to paint a picture here, what would you say your highest paying job is specifically?
Basically, you know what, we do like renovation with the drywall framing, painting, sticker sealing, all that.
Okay. So, like, let's just say I do kitchen remodel, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. That, or I can do, I'll do painting, painting contractor, okay? Painting services.
Yeah.
Right? So what we would do is take your business and put it right there with EG Contracting Services, Five Star Painting, Homeworks Painting, Fred General Painting, right? Have you heard of some of these guys before?
Yeah, I have someone.
Okay. So painting contractor is one word. You're getting 20. So if they type in drywall repair, right? So, home rebuilding, whatever it is that you do, I can click call, view, visit you a million times. You would have to pay no equity. It's just a flat monthly rate of $249.
How can I get the customers?
Customers would search for you or your services and call you directly on Google. So I'm sure you've used Google before in your life, maybe once or twice, right, to do a search?
I know I pay one of the company. They're doing a lot of commercial. They call the Blue Book.
Mm-hmm.
Most probably those people, they working with the GCs everywhere. Mostly GCs, general contracting.
How's Blue Book working out for you? Are you getting jobs?
I never tried before the Blue Book. I mean,
no, I mean to say with Blue Book.
Blue Book is okay. I'm not that much, but it's okay.
But it's okay.
Maybe more. Always I'm looking some better situation, no? Maybe some another company is much better than them, but no.
Yeah, so, I mean, have you used Google before?
No, sir.
Okay, so have you ever kind of Googled a restaurant on your smartphone? See what kind of restaurants pop up?
Oh, in that case, yes, I did.
Yes, sir. Hey, there you go. See, now we're speaking the same language, right? That's exactly what we're talking about here. So when you would type in maybe like Taco Tuesday or Italian food near me, what we want to do is when someone types in painting services near me, you'll be listed there. Make sense now?
Yeah.
All right. So it's all it's only
which position? Which position?
On Google Maps, on the first page of Google.
I know a lot of companies are going to show up if somebody Googles.
Yeah, but not everybody's on the first page. That's the thing. We're getting you on the first page here. Right. So there's an open spot availability. Correct. So we're calling all of the contractors in the area to fill it out. So once we do work, we start working with you, we close out the category. We cannot work with anyone else who does what you do. So this position is based off exclusivity, so we're looking to fill this as soon as possible.
Only, I know we do everything, like a painting, drywall repair, some framing.
Yeah, that's along the lines
go.
Of handyman contracting work, precisely.
Because some people, they want to do some wall finishing and paint, you know, either the framing. I don't know how you call that.
So for painting?
If you're going to say just painting, it's going to be just painting. How about if somebody wants to fix the wall with the marble or whatever, patch? That's going to be separate?
You will be getting 20 interchangeable keywords. So for painting, there's custom painting, interior painting, residential painting, commercial painting, painting contractor, drywall repair, all of those keywords are interchangeable. Also, we would adapt your package to account for any relevant keywords specific to each period. So if your business is experiencing a spike in demand during certain time frames, then we can go ahead and integrate that keywords that reflect popular searches during the time.
Okay.
So if there's a high volume of searches, for example, for, let's just say, painting services, then we will definitely optimize it so you're showing or listed for painting services. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I'm also half far.
So this package would get you up to 50 miles.
50 miles if I located the well in Herndon?
You're in Herndon, right? So east, west, north, south, we can do 50 miles. So if you have specific zip codes, counties, names of the cities, we would go ahead and factor that in.
Okay. How about if I gonna say my start point will be in Arlington, for example?
And which city?
Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia. Let's see. So that's about 40 minutes, about 20 miles, right? Off the 267 East. So that would work out for you.
That's how many miles?
It's about 20 miles.
From my location?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's mean that cover 50 miles radius all the way around.
That is correct.
Okay. How long is the contract, or any time can go out?
There is no contract. It's a strictly month to month.
How much? Is that?
It's only $249.
$249.
So if we get you there and you essentially get one job, I mean, this thing would pay for itself, really, no time each month, right? So.
If they're going to contact me, if they're going to find me on the Google, they're going to contact me directly to me?
That's correct. They will call you directly. Your phone will ring.
Basically work with the owners directly, no? Or some GC is going to be up there, some companies, or just for the owners.
Well, your question is if the customer will speak to the owners?
No, whoever going to share the Google is going to be the owners. If somebody wants to have my service, they're going to find out in the Google. They're going to go directly
That's
to
right.
the company.
That's right. 90% of searches come from Google.
That means at least I have to have my website already in place if they want to see who I am, you know?
That is correct. Our website is included in this package for you, sir. Do you have a website in the works?
Not yet. I tried to build with this new company, but looks like they tried to work. They didn't give me an answer yet.
I see. Okay, let me send you a text so you can see how the website would look like. All right, let me go ahead and send that over to you right now. Just give me a second. Okay.
At least they're going to see pictures, whatever, you know, who you are.
Yeah, I mean, your website is your business card online. It's extremely important. I just sent you a text there, Carlos, if you can confirm that you've received it. So you'll see exactly how your website would appear on a tablet, computer, and a smartphone, and that's exactly how it would look like as well.
That's included there?
That's included in the package, yes. So with the promotions, as well as the election day, so we're not charging you any set of fees. We're not charging you any website build fees. This is all included.
If someone has, they try to put drywall in his house or something like that, or the hanging drywall, it's how you can call that people, that drywall hangers or painters? I don't think the painter do that.
If someone goes on Google and they type in drywall repair?
Or drywall installation?
So if we type in drywall repair in your city right now, I'm looking at Flex Drywall Repair. Do you know who that is?
No, what I'm saying is I know some owners, they try to build their own basement by himself, and someday they're looking for drywall installers, you know? How they gonna look in those people in the Google? They gonna put just a drywall installer company or something like that? Or
yeah. So it would begin if they don't know who you are and they're just typing in drywall repair, then you would be an option there. And when you're an option there, that's you giving your company, your business, an opportunity for them to call you. Now, once they do call you and you guys start up a conversation, then that potential lead or customer would refer you to their family, friends, or other kind of leads. So then at that point, they would type in your business name, Interior Renovations LLC. So they say, I found this guy on Google. He does really good drywall work. This is his website. This is his business name. Give him a call. Google him. Right now, none of this isn't the case because you're not giving yourself this opportunity. Am I making sense? I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to go directly the way how they can reach me. Like a painting company or when the website is going to say, I do this, I do that, like that.
You're right. Your website will basically show the audience exactly who you are, what services you provide. It'll show them a gallery and a way to contact you.
How many services can I put in the website?
As many as you want. Each of them will be service pages. So do you see the example of the website I showed you?
Uh-huh.
If you go back to it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay. Do you see how it says home, services, or do you see the three lines in the upper left-hand corner of your screen?
I can add always some pictures here or no?
Yes. You can upload and we can upload for you. You have that option, but, you know, we're here to do the work for you.
I know the title over here says Fine Finish Painting Company.
Okay. On the upper left-hand corner of your screen, do you see three lines you can click on? Click on the three lines. Tap on that.
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so you see home, services. Click on services.
Yeah.
Do you see how it says interior painting, exterior painting, commercial painting, residential painting? You see the list there? That's exactly what we would do for you. Does that make sense?
The commercial framing, acoustical ceiling, you don't have that, no?
I'm sorry?
I can always add it here to the commercial. Sometimes the commercial
yes.
has like acoustical ceiling, you know, acoustical ceiling.
Correct. So whether it's interior or commercial, there is a commercial painting tab there, page there, so. You can click on every single one of them, and every single one of these pages has images, it has content or context or writing about your services.
Alright. That's going to be in the Google all the time.
That is correct. So on your Google listing, your name, address, your phone number, your hours, you know, your website.
How about the emails? Ooh, we can add it all.
Email will be on your website if you want it on your website.
If I want to, for example, somebody try to, I know a lot of people, they look in the Google after work, you know, the people, they sit in them. On his house, and they try to look in the Googling something.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes come out like a little pop-up with services this, service that, like that. He's going to do that too, or no?
Are you talking about the pop-ups of like promotions or book now?
Exactly, like that. That's part of it, or no?
Yeah, I mean, if you want us to have a couple of pop-ups, that's totally fine. No problem.
Because, you know, sometimes nobody knows, you know.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you have to remember that the holidays are here. And if you have, you know, incentives, if you have promotions, you know, for the holidays, then you need to let the public know, your audience know, right?
Yeah. all those services you have, the way I'm looking right now, paint cleaning, deck cleaning, house painting, all those service going to be here, or whoever did this one, he put in here?
Are you talking about on the website?
Yeah, I'm looking at the website right now, whatever you told me before.
Mm-hmm. So you're under the services? The services tab?
Yeah, I'm looking right here, steel priming, acoustical ceiling, drywall installation. I see over here.
Yeah, there's stucco repair, drywall, castle removal. Right, there's a long list. He has like 20 pages, right? So this is what we would do for you.
I think that makes sense for me because I'm doing both sides. That's what I'm talking about. Because on some restaurants, for example, they want to do some repair on the ceiling. And they Google and they're going to see who's going to fix this problem, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if as a business owner, it's very important that you're consistently being found for the majority of your services. Whether it's on a website or whether it's just a general search.
Okay. How long does it take?
Your website will be delivered within 7 to 14 days.
And the service is going to start right away?
Correct. So you give me the green light. I confirm your business info. And then I will read you a voice verification. It is a recorded call, so for your protection, security, just so we're all on the same page. Then I'll go ahead and process the transaction, and then I will put you in my calendar for your onboarding agent to give you a call. So that call will be to begin the services itself and to go over everything.
That's your best price.
With the promotion and everything, that it would be the $240, because remember, we waived your setup fee for you.
You know, usually, tomorrow you're gonna see Mr. Trump is gonna be the president of the United States. That's right.
You gotta make America great again, right? I mean, as long as it all benefits us. It's, you know, whoever is elected here.
We need money, no problems.
Yes. That is, I 100%, my friend. That is correct. That is correct.
I think Mr. Trump is the right way right now.
I mean, I'm with you. I am with you. I'm no politician, but certain things just really stick out and You see it. If you don't, you don't. All right. So for the business name, we have interior. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Interior Renovation LLC.
Interior Renovation LLC. And Carlos, what is the correct spelling of your first and last name?
My first name is Juan Carlos. J-U-A-N, Carlos is C-A-R-L-O-S. My last name is Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O.
All right. And then what is the best phone number for customers to call you?
571-220-6379.
All right. And then what is your email address for the receipts, everything in writing?
I can say JNCRLS_Blanco, BLANCO @yahoo.com.
Okay,
That's my personal email, but I have my business email. I think you can have both. But I would like to use my business email for the other email I give you right now.
Sure. And then for the receipt, so you can see the transaction, have copies. Did you want the personal one you gave me, or did you want to use the business?
Personal. Personal?
Okay. So we can add your business email as a secondary here, no problem. I'm going to repeat the email for you. So jncrls_blanco@yahoo.com.
Yahoo.
Is that?
Yahoo.com, yes.
All righty. And then what is your business address?
900 Station Street in Herndon, Virginia, 20170.
All right. All right, Juan, and then what I'm going to go ahead and do is read you a voice verification. It's because we have you on a discounted pre-agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we'll send along with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor, stop me, so we can review and clarify, okay? So just say, hey, Muzz, what does that mean? I'll rephrase it for you. Okay? All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business for me, please.
Interior Renovation LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Juan Carlos Blanco. I'm the president of my business.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay, I'll set that security question here in just a second. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And then the calls, if you want to go ahead and write this number down and save it under your contacts, I can give you the number.
Maybe you can text me. I don't have anything to write in right now.
Okay, I'll text this to you. I will send a text message to you, okay? It's an 877 number. All right, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 5th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fifth day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, and I'll text you that number again. You must speak to a live representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. And keep in mind that Local Splash is international. It has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms, Carlos?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And then for the card that you're going to be using to pay with, what is the billing address on that card?
The same one I gave you.
Same one?
900 Station Street.
All right.
Virginia, 20170.
All right. And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And then the card number?
Four seven four one six six zero 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 two twenty six 3090.
3090?
Yes.
All right. Expiration?
11/27.
And the security code?
571.
All right, and then for the security question, we have mother's maiden name, we have your pet's first name, and then we have city you were born in. Which one did you prefer?
My dog's name, Jack, J-A-C-K.
Okay, your cat's name. Can you spell the name for me one more time?
Jack, J-A-C-K.
All right, it's a cat?
No, it's my dog's name.
Your dog? All right.
Jack, J-A-C-K.
All righty, thank you, sir. Give me 1 second here. It says the credit card number is invalid.
Okay.
Did you want to read me the card number again?
1 second, please.
Sure.
It's 4741.
Okay.
6600 02 26 3090.
Expiration?
November 27.
Okay. Security code?
571.
Alrighty, so this time it looks like it's going through here successfully. If you want to go ahead and have your email pulled up there, I'm going to have you sign the terms and conditions, my friend. And it did look like your payment successfully processed. Carlos, I want to say congratulations, my friend.
Which email did you send? Is it JNCR?
Yes, sir. It would be your personal email.
You have to write down my business email also, but don't send anything over there, my personally.
I got you here. What is your business email address?
It's renovation. Interior renovation. That's continuously interior renovation.
Uh-huh.
22@gmail.com.
All righty.
Interior renovation 22@gmail.com.
All righty. So I went ahead and saved that for you. Okay, and then can you confirm that the emails came through successfully on your personal email?
I didn't see yet, for some reason. Did you send me to this one? Local splash, that's me?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Yeah, got right here. Access your dashboard. Press that.
Yes, so you would, there in your welcome email, there should be a link that you can click on, and it'll direct you to the terms and conditions to sign. So we would just need your signature and the date at the bottom.
Let's see.
You got it?
The local splash support, that's me.
Yeah, it should be part of your welcome email there.
Okay, you can log into your account. Feedback and box. Which one I have to press?
Let's see here.
I'm gonna welcome to local splash.
Yeah, that's it. That one should be, you should be able to navigate to the terms and conditions. But it's okay. Your onboarding agent will walk you through that regardless. I just tried to save you some time. It's okay. So I need to schedule an appointment here for your onboarding agent to call you. What is your availability tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'll be okay, like around 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Huh?
All right. Let me see. All right, I can squeeze you in tomorrow, 4 o'clock, no problem. And then I'm going to send you the calendar invite to your business account, okay? Or business email.
All the information at this moment, just send to this JNC personal.
All the information there? All right. No problem. No problem.
The other one will be only for business.
Okay. All right. And I went ahead and I sent that over to you. Okay. And then that would conclude our phone call, Juan. So tomorrow, just be ready, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard. And look out for, it should be Abraham, okay?
Okay.
But be on the lookout of that couple that call, regardless of who it is. And, you know, on that note, I do want to say congratulations. You know, we welcome you to the team. And we understand you have a privilege, my friend. And, you know, enjoy the election tonight. And God bless. And, you know, we will see you on Google, okay?
Okay, buddy. Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.